This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, you may have heard that Omaha's building a streetcar. You also may have heard a lot of businesses have had their operations interrupted due to this construction in front of their storefronts. Well, the Streetcar Impact Alliance was formed to bring attention to those disturbances and try to find a solution that will allow everybody to survive and thrive in that area. Clark Ross is owner of Mercury, which is a cocktail bar downtown, and he is also a spokesperson for the Streetcar Impact Alliance. Clark, thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, thanks so much for having me today.
Let's start with where you are so everybody can get a mental picture, and then I want to talk about when the construction started in front of you.
Of course. So I own a cocktail bar called Mercury. We're on 16th and Harney. So we're right across the street from the Orpheum. We're catty corner from the OPPD building. We're right next to where King Fong was for 100 years. So we have been there for 10 years now. And then we started to see a little bit of construction start to bubble up at, last year. And then it just kept increasing and increasing, as a lot of people know. And so it got to the point where we didn't know what to expect or when to expect it. The construction was kind of it was changing every day. It was becoming very difficult to get around downtown. And my story is not unique in the fact that we saw customers responding to that immediately. People just were having a hard time getting there. Parking was an issue, navigation was an issue, and we just saw foot traffic and attendance kind of take a nosedive. At that point, we were concerned for obvious reasons. We were concerned about the business, and we were trying to figure out what to do. So early this year, I kind of started gathering up all the business owners in the area, kind of everybody along the streetcar route, and got us all in the same room and got us talking and confirmed what I had suspected, which is, we're all seeing the same thing. We're all seeing huge declines. And for a while it was kind of one of those, nobody wants to admit things aren't going well. So, you talk to a fellow business owner and it's like, hey, how are things going? And they're like, it's okay. How about you? And finally I was like, things are going terrible. And they're like, oh, me too. It's like, oh, thank God. So, we got everybody together and we started just figuring out what it is we need. And what we needed was more communication. What we need is a solid plan for parking. And moreover, we need to know what to expect and when to expect it. And so we started talking with the city, and the city was very receptive. Initially there was some, speed bumps as far as like figuring out what can the city provide, what can the city do, what do we need. But over the past, I guess it's been about 6 months or so, over the past 6 months, we've been meeting with the city every week, the Streetcar Impact Alliance has, and I think we've made some pretty good progress here. So, the city is updating GPS pretty regularly so that when customers type the address of a business into Apple Maps, it'll take them there. They have met with, there's been some help around parking, and then the communication was the big thing. It was trying to figure out what was going to happen. And so we were able to kind of disseminate that information to all the other businesses, and that went really well. And so then, we were just like, all right, how do we get people back downtown? We've made things a little bit easier. How do we get back downtown? And that's where we came up with this idea for Rally on the Route. So this will be a block party on 16th Street from in between Harney and Farnham. And we will have, we'll have all the businesses from around the area. So all the businesses on the street will have their doors open. Businesses that aren't directly on that block, that we'll have tents there for them so that they can, sell their food and drinks and retail. We'll have performances from the local institutions of that neighborhood. So we'll have performances from, we'll have people from the Omaha Symphony there doing a instrument petting zoo for the kids. We'll have people from Opera Omaha doing some performances. We'll have representation from the Rose Theater. And so just to bring all that stuff down. And then we'll also have, food, and beverages, and later on we'll have DJs and dancing and things like that. And the idea is to really invite the people from the city to come back downtown to show them that it's not so bad. Everybody's heard the stories. You know, everybody knows that it's a total war zone and nobody in their right mind should go downtown. Well, this is kind of, we'll sweeten the pot a little bit and tell you, like, yes, it's worth making the trip down there. And the hope is that people come back down, they get to see everything, and they're like, actually, it's not as bad as all that. It takes an
Sure.
extra 5 minutes, which isn't the end of the world.
Sure. That is September 5th. That's a Saturday from 2 p.m. and runs into the evening rally on the route, the 16th Street Block Party. In addition to that, Park Omaha is giving Dollar Garage parking, the one on 1516 Douglas Street right over there. That's also rather helpful. We are in the midst of...
Join me tomorrow for the conclusion of this live and local interview at 7:44 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM.
Previously on Live and Local, I was talking to Clark Ross, who's the owner of Mercury Cocktail Bar and also a spokesperson for the Streetcar Impact Alliance. Now, he talked about how the alliance came together and the different businesses that have jumped on board in order to open the lines of communication between the city and all the businesses that have to suffer the construction that's happening right in front of their places of business. So after explaining to us the genesis of the Streetcar Impact Alliance, Clark then announced that there's going to be an event that the entire public is invited to, Rally on the Route. That is September 5th. That's a Saturday from 2 p.m. and runs into the evening, Rally on the Route, the 16th Street Block Party. In addition to that, Park Omaha is giving Dollar Garage parking. That's also rather helpful. We are in the midst of 2026, coming up to Q3 of 2026. This is going to go on for another year and a half, right?
About so, 2 years.
Okay, so another 2 years. How are all of you in the Streetcar Impact Alliance going to ensure that you're still there when they're done?
That's been the biggest concern, obviously. All the businesses, you know, are a lot of effort into being a business on the streetcar route. And ultimately, we are the reason that that strip was an attractive proposition for such a thing. You know, these businesses and the people who live on this route are the ones who are bringing that vibrancy to the area that make it worth visiting. And so we want to make sure that we preserve that. We've made a handful of large jumps forward. The biggest one by far, as far as like survivability, is going to be the Streetcar Relief Fund. So there's a large donor who has donated a sum of money to the Nebraska Enterprise Fund, which is a CDFI, kind of a nonprofit credit union, is how I explain them to most people. And so they are using those funds to administer relief to the businesses. And so that comes as a combination of grants, forgivable loans, and low interest loans. So that program has been rolling out. It's been really whiplash speed as far as financial institutions go. And so we've actually been able to get a lot of money out to a lot of businesses. And if we are able to continue this program, it should be enough financial support to ensure a lot of businesses are able to make it to the end of the streetcar construction.
Sure. So the Streetcar Impact Alliance is this coalition of businesses. Are by chance any of the landlords of these buildings involved in that too? I mean, are they concerned at all about losing a business and a lease going belly up? So are they jumping in to help or not so much?
Well, I've had some good conversations with some of the landlords around there. And, you know, obviously it's a wide swath of downtown. So there's different people that own things on different parts of it. My business being downtown, I get a lot of face-to-face time with the landlords down there. And the conversation with them is pretty on par with what you would expect. So let's say I own a piece of commercial real estate. I have a rent-paying tenant there. Well, that tenant is not making any money. So how are they going to pay? If they are to leave, well, I'm faced with a rather unenviable position of having a space to lease in a construction zone. And
right.
So, yeah, and will be for the near future. And so I think they should have incentive to want to keep their businesses there. And I have heard some stories of landlords working with their tenants to try to meet them halfway and figure out how to survive the next 2 years. But there's still, admittedly, a lot of landlords that have not done that yet. And I think it's been going on for about a year. As financial tensions kind of increase, I think we're going to see more of those conversations happening, and I really hope that they continue to go the right way. Landlords, they want their rent. Businesses aren't making a lot of money. It's a rock and a hard place situation for everybody involved. Sure. And so I think the best thing for the city, the best thing for the businesses, the best thing for the landlords is for them to meet halfway, figure out what it is that's going to kind of make everything survive, and so that they have tenants when the streetcar is up and running and the streetcar is not going past a bunch of empty storefronts.
This rally on the route, the 16th Street block party on September 5th, starting at 2 p.m., where's the financing for this come from?
We've had some really great sponsors. So the White Stanley Foundation and the Lozier Foundation have both stepped up and have offered some donations, and that's been enormous, and can't thank them enough. These are foundations that, you know, obviously want the city to succeed. We have come up with a plan. We've come up with a survival plan. This is how we're reacting. We don't just need a bucket of cash. We're going to do something about it. And so they really responded to that, which was awesome. A big help has been the city's willingness to contribute as well. So like you said, there's the $1 parking. They've also offered free metered parking with a block radius around that event that day. So there'll be more parking options that are free. They're also providing, you know, some other like logistical support as far as like, you know, barricades and sanitation, things like that. The city is being a willing participant in the block party, which is really great.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that party, again, happens on Saturday, September 5th. It starts at 2 p.m. Information on this can be found if you go to Facebook. Streetcar Impact Alliance is the Facebook page you want to get to. And right there is their Rally on the Route event with all the information that you need. Clark Ross has been my guest today on Live and Local. He's the owner of Mercury Cocktail Bar, as well as a spokesperson for the Streetcar Impact Alliance. Clark, thank you so much for working so very hard to help keep everybody's business healthy right there on the route.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.